The Yankees and the Twins looking to run down a dream of championship glory. They lock horns in the AL wildcard game. The Twins have lost 9 straight postseason games at the hands of the Yankees, but they won't back down. Brian Dozier leads off the game.
If that heart's beating a little bit quicker right now, fly ball to left field. Gardner's back, and it's gone! Dozier leads off the game with a home run for the Twins.
And 99 miles an hour at the top of the zone, and Dozier absolutely crushes it.
And the 1-1 pitch, a fly drive to right, down the line, deep in the corner. That's going to land over the wall, home run! Eddie Rosario with a line drive homer to right. Yankee Stadium is stunned. Twins have a 3-0 lead, 4 batters in.
And the pitch rocked to right field. Tie game!
Didi has had a career season. He chokes up a little bit on the bat just so he can get the barrel there, but he's still got the power. A little flip there at the end. This pitch immediately gone. He saw fastballs away consistently, and it worked because it was painted black. As soon as he went middle, Didi made him pay.
3-2 is hit hard to center field. Buxton back, catches it! Leaping up against the fence to Rob Frazier. Hit hard down the right field line. It is gone! Gardner with a home run, and the Yankees have the lead. Lined into right field, a base hit. Sanchez around third getting the wave. Kepler's thrown out in time, and the Yankees have the lead. Line to left field and deep. Gone! Aaron Judge with a 2-run homer. And the Yankees extend the lead.
Runner goes, and the pitch, he got him. Strike 3 swinging, ball game over, and the Twins season ends yet again in New York. Yankees win the game 8-4. The Twins' 2017 season is over, and the Yankees advance to face the Indians in the divisional round.
Despite building an early 3-0 lead and knocking Yankees starter Luis Severino from the game after a third of an inning, it was not nearly enough to prevent a 13th consecutive loss in the postseason for the Minnesota Twins to tie an all-time record for futility. Minnesota fell to the Yankees 8-4 in the 2017 AL wildcard game. Here is Twins skipper Paul Molitor.
You know, it's just one of those things when you jump out front. It's a good feeling to know that you have a chance to play with the lead and you got your best pitcher out there. And, you know, it was just kind of a struggle from the start, a little bit auspicious to walk the leadoff man after you score 3 and Judge puts together good at bat. And Gregorius gets a 3-2 pitch kind of in his wheelhouse. And all of a sudden, everything you work for at the top of the first has vanished. But, you know, we hung in there for the first, got back to even at 4, and then they scored again. I don't think we put up a 0 till the 5th inning. So they're guys that were supposed to step up, stepped up. You know, I've been a big Gardner fan for a long time, and he kind of did his thing, a little bit of showing how to take a good at bat as well as being able to hit over the fence. And, you know, I think Aaron, the splash he's made, game's in good hands with people like that. From what I've heard, and he definitely impacted the game. So as far as Irvin, just, you know, missing spots you know, we had a pretty good plan. We just didn't execute it particularly well.
Brian Dozier got the Twins on the board in a hurry with a leadoff home run, the first leadoff home run for the Twins franchise in postseason history, but it would not be enough in the end as the Twins fell to the Yankees 8-4 in the wildcard game. Dozier shared his thoughts after the game.
We had a few different types of game plans, I guess, so to speak, and one of those was obviously score early, and we did that, and we talked about being ready from the very first pitch on, and good teams respond to that, and that's tough to do, and especially how we could have really, really opened it up, I guess. But good teams respond to that. They're a really good team, and they did a great job. DD with a clutch homer, then a couple of big at bats by a couple of different guys, and that's a good team over there.
Despite a highly successful big league career, which includes an MVP award, Joe Mauer is now winless in 10 career postseason games. after the Twins fell to the Yankees 8-4 in the wild card game on Tuesday night in the Bronx. Maurer shared his thoughts after the game.
Pretty electric first inning, like you said, up and down. And Doge leading off the home run. Scoring three runs off of a guy like that was pretty good. But he just came up a little short today. And Sting's pretty good right now, but you know, I don't want, I just told the guys, I don't want that to take away from what we accomplished this year, and even though it's pretty tough right now.